Would you tell him to smell it or smell of it?
Maybe they would tell me what it is, since I say it smelled good.
You'd say, this isn't imitation maple syrup, you know, this isn't artificial, this is... If you want to say that it's real, you say this is...
good?
Okay. Do you ever use the word genuine? To me, it's real. Do you ever say genuine or genuine?
No.
And a long time ago when they sell sugar to you weighed out of the barrel, they say they were selling it how?
By the barrel.
Uh-huh. What would you say if you were buying something wholesale, you know, like several hundred pounds at a time, you'd say you were buying it in
a bushel?
Okay. A sweet spread that you could put on toast or biscuits in the morning would be?
Jelly.
And what do you have on the table to season your food with?
Salt and pepper.
And if there was a bowl of apples and a child wanted one, he'd tell you.
May he have one?
Okay, how would he ask? What would he say?
May I have an apple, please?
And you'd say, he doesn't live here. He lives way...
across the street.
Away,
over there.
Uh-huh. Did you ever use the word over yonder? Or
no,
over
never did.
Huh?
No.
How does that sound to you?
Bad.
And you tell somebody, don't do it that way, do it...
this way.
And if you don't have any money at all, you say, you're not rich, you're...
you're poor.
And you'd say, when I was a child, my father was poor. But next door was a child, what?
That father? Was rich. His father was rich.
Okay, next door was a child.
That his father was rich.
And he had a lot of peach trees. You say you have a peach. You have a farm that has a lot of peach trees. You call that a peach?
A peach tree.
A real bad wind you get that comes out of the Gulf, like Camille or Betsy. You remember those?
I remember Betsy.
What would you call that?
A tornado?
Uh-huh. Any other name?
A storm?
What about hurricane or hurricane?
Yeah, hurricane.
What's the difference between hurricane?
I don't know that.
You were in New Orleans when Betsy came?
Uh-huh. I was living at 609 North Korea.
What was it like?
Terrible.
Was the city hit directly with... I guess it was, huh? Were they warning you beforehand on the radio?
Yeah, they did. They sure did.
What did they tell you to do?
To stay inside and don't go out in the street, because we'd get hurt. Everything was flying.
Could you watch it from where you were?
I wouldn't try.
If there's a fire in town, who do people call to put out the fire?
The engine.
The what?
The engine.
Uh-huh. What different, what do you call the car or the truck that drives out, you know, with the...
the fireman.